Hi, I'm Cedric, and you're currently listening to Awkward. Today, we're talking about being unsuccessful on dating apps, challenging Oprah, and the poor man's butter.
I don't think I should say that. No, really, I don't think it's appropriate. Well, you've convinced me. Well, this is awkward. You're now listening to the Awkward Podcast, where we have honest and unfiltered conversations on all sorts of topics.
For the people that thought they could count us out,
welcome to episode 2. We have returning guest co-hosting today, Dorian Noel, and we have skincare guru, food influencer. I know you're ready to stalk her, so I'm going to drop her number. And the person with the nicest nail bits I've ever seen, Wendy. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
I'm so excited you're here, Wendy.
I'm so excited to be with you guys. I guess I can give some backstory on the nail bed thing.
I know people are already asking, how does she have the nicest nail bed?
Because that's the weirdest thing to kind of, you know, introduce somebody with. So I have to hear about these nail bits.
And iSpace. I forgot iSpace too.
My sister, my second sister. She's born after me. And she was getting married 3 years ago. And I went down to Fort Lauderdale to get ready for the wedding. And we're just getting ready for dinner. And she's just like, oh, Wendy, your nail beds are so nice. She was just like, are you wearing acrylic? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, I forgot you have long, nice nail beds. I was like, wow, you're getting married and I have these nice nail beds and lid face.
You're getting married. You have a husband.
You have a husband and you're over here complimenting my nail beds.
These
my
nail husband. Beds are going to Taco Bell tonight, so I can sit in my bed and cry. When people are so happy and they just have to search for something.
No,
nice
something. Like, you can just leave it alone, honestly, yeah, truly. Just
don't do that to me.
We don't need all that. Enjoy your day. It's your wedding. It's cool. We don't even have to speak today.
Yeah. Hey, sir. Yeah. I love how you say hey in the morning. Thank you. Thank you. And it happens to me a lot too. I'm like, you couldn't think it. And then it makes me feel worse. I'm that low at the bottom. You had to search for it. You don't get those. I don't. Cause you just, we're kicking Dorian off. This is just going to be the Wendy and Cedric podcast.
but yeah, that's her story from
my
eyes.
I think what's also so interesting about you too, is not only are you so popular on Twitter, but you got free butter. Everybody has to love. She got free butter.
How did you get free butter?
Listen, when you have an issue with anyone, a company, whatever, you tweet at them and you can get some stuff. Like, no matter how small your following is, it's good press for them. But, my maintenance guy got rid of my fridge that had my Kerrygold butter.
You have free Kerrygold butter?
Yeah, and he threw out like my fridge and he forgot to take out my butter and I was panicking, so I tweeted about it and they tweeted back at me. They're like, oh no, you can't be without Kerrygold. And they asked me for my address and 2 days later, I had a package filled with so much butter and cheese from Kerrygold.
I'm currently pulling up.
What?
I want to say this to the listeners now before you go any further. Don't do this. I have to do it first and then you guys catch on to the scam. I have my butter right now is the butter from the store that just says butter on it. And that should go to show everybody how broke I am.
All that butter is like 90% water.
It's
actually, like 5% oil.
It's mostly oil and water.
And then salt.
And then yellow food coloring for the
It's Flint, Michigan water.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy, though. Even speaking of Flint, Michigan, it's been, what, 5-6 years and they still have dirty water?
It's been a while. Well, it's been a while, yeah.
What's his name? Apparently, Jaden Smith is fixing that.
Have you had his box water? Me, personally, I can't. I'm not a box water. It literally tastes like cardboard. Like, I remember one day I was like, you know what? I'm going to be this pinky finger up person, really shishi foo foo. I'm going to get me some box water. With some fruit, enjoy my day. I went to Publix and got some box water and some fruit. It literally tastes like liquid cardboard.
I've never heard of box water. Only box wine.
Yeah, it's called just water. I think that's what it's called.
Have you had it before?
To me, it looks like the little cartons of milk that you get at school. And you're like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to
How do you chill a box? Right here. How do you chill it? I don't want a box.
Chill a carton. It's a carton.
Oh, it is a carton.
Just like how there's cartons of milk. Yeah.
You're right. That's stupid.
How do you chill a box?
Speaking of Twitter, though, the last time I complained on Twitter, nothing happened. And my complaint actually went to Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry don't care about nobody but himself, truly.
He doesn't. He's so proud that he writes everything.
He
must be stopped because he won't pay. I think it was like he wouldn't pay his writers a good wage or something like that, and they unionized.
He did have writers or something. I thought
did have writers at one point, and they unionized or they wanted better wages, and he's like, I can do this myself.
You can definitely tell that he, like, especially after watching Fall from Grace.
Oh my God.
You're probably the only person that I know that haven't watched it at this point.
I didn't watch it either.
I went by the Twitter clips. I was like, I'm not watching this. So
you guys decided not to watch it based off of the Twitter reactions.
Yes.
I feel like I've seen what I needed to see.
It was too over the top. Like, it is definitely, it's too over the top for me.
And you know what's really funny? He posted a video yesterday saying, thank you guys so much. The movie had 26 million.
I saw that in the first week.
And I was like, this is because everyone was hate watching it.
And I think everybody really was watching it so that they can post tweets about it. Because it was, he took no time.
My mom said at one point, he was walking down the stairs on one part and you can see the studio microphones in the movie. And I was like, and I seen another clip. I know you both probably seen it because it went viral. It's a guy, an older guy sitting in the restaurant. He's eating. It's nothing on the plate.
And there's nothing in his cup.
Wait, did you see the one? It was a woman. She was holding the cell phone and it was like an incoming call. But it was a
picture. Yes.
And then you could see the photo library at the bottom.
He didn't even have the time.
So he is. And I know it's a lot of people on here. It's Black History Month. Tyler Perry is the last person we need to be reading. But Tyler Perry, stop. Hire Kaya. Kaya wants a job.
I think Kaya will be entertaining.
Kaya said on her live YouTube video, Tyler Perry needs to hire me.
I would like to see that, actually.
I actually have something I want both of you to hear.
What happened?
What?
I found this clip. I believe it's from the show Have and Have Nots. I guess Tyler Perry has a show called Have and Have Nots. Or it might be the one when they're like the... What was the one, Wendy, when they're like in the Scandal?
Was it the Oval? Did it just come out?
Oh, the Oval? Oh my gosh, that's awful.
It might be the Oval. I have to play this like little 30-second clip just so you can hear, first off, how ignorant it is.
I can't
believe he had the audacity to write this.
Having the Have Nots is all over the place. I can only imagine what's even to play.
Listen. It's awful. I want your feedback after.
Okay. That's when it does. If you can please excuse me, your presence here is causing me to want some shrimp fried rice. Please.
You are a racist ass.
Well, someone has to level the playing field.
How would you feel if I asked you if you wanted some watermelon and fried chicken?
I love it.
Hello?
It's this African-American woman. She's talking to this Asian man. She walks up to him and she says, your presence is making me want some shrimp fried rice. And then he looks back at her and he's like, you're so racist. And he says, what would you do if I told you that I wanted some fried chicken and watermelon? She said, I love it. She said, I love it. And she gently patted him on the chest, like, move. And I said, this is ghetto.
No, it's so ghetto.
I'm going to actually, I should probably post that clip on my Instagram page. So when people hear this, they can see it. So I'll do that tonight. Really, so when this episode goes live, everybody just go to the Awkward Tea Podcast Instagram and the clip will be there just so you can know the reference. Like, it's so ghetto. Tyler Perry's ghetto.
But I'm not even surprised with Tyler Perry. I remember, I think it was, I don't even remember what movie it was. No, maybe it's For Colored Girls or something. When he dropped those kids out of the window. Now, I've seen movies to where the kids are hanging. I was like, who kills kids for real? I've seen movies to where maybe kids have been abused or they're on the verge and then somehow they're saved. But when he literally let these kids go out the window.
Did his character drop them?
No, not his character.
It was Michael Ealy.
Yeah, Michael Ealy.
He was like, he had like PTSD from the war or something like that.
And he was playing like Kimberly Elise's. But he used the same actors.
It's not, is that the guy that's trans attracted that went out everywhere on Tyler Perry?
Oh, no, you're talking about, who's, I forgot that he has a weird, an African.
He's married to Janet Jackson on the movies, right?
Oh, yes. That's from,
Oh, you mean the one that played her husband?
Yes.
She said he was on the down low or something like that.
Right. But in real life,
he came out as trans. He did. He says he likes trans women. He would date a trans woman.
Because they were trying to exploit him. A trans woman was trying to exploit him, saying that he slept with her and she was, 15 years old. And then he came out and was like, no, I love trans women. I've been doing this. And then I don't know if he's going to be in any more movies. But
so did they kind of just throw underneath the rug that the girl was 15?
That they covered it up. So by him, since he's such a big star, by him saying I'm trans attracted, that was much bigger than him sleeping with a 15-year-old. This is America. What? This is America. This is what happens. I mean, I know both of you can't be shopped. Come. What's more appalling? You slept with a 15-year-old. Oh, that's bad. You slept with a transgender woman. What? And you're admitting it? What? You know, it's like,
I hate that it's just so common. Seems like every time you turn on the news, there are allegations of like pedophilia or just like sexual harassment or rape. Mm-hmm. And it's from such huge people in the industry, like from Bill Cosby to Harvey Weinstein. And the Epstein, to where like even that whole scandal around him, to where he had some high officials that were included going into some island that was sleeping with young people, and he showed up dead in one of the most secure prisons in the world.
How?
And they said he killed himself.
They said he hung himself. He was on suicide watch.
And he hung himself. How you hang yourself on suicide watch in one of the most secure prisons?
So much things are going on
in
Hollywood.
Like, what in the scandal was going on?
It's a lot of twisted stuff going on in Hollywood, though. I think that's a part of being famous.
Y'all heard about, what's the guy, Kimora Lee Simmons' ex-husband?
Oh, Russell Simmons?
Russell Simmons. Did you hear about Russell Simmons? He has apparently a lot of cases building up against him for the same thing.
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden have sold all of his property in the United States and is moving over to Brazil. And I think, and Brazil don't have an extradition treaty with the United States. So if he does get convicted for something, they won't send him back over here.
Because I remember Oprah was doing she was producing a special about him, about that.
Oh.
And then she pulled out of it because she was getting so much backlash for it and stuff like that. And she pulled out of it. But I don't know if they're still making it, if it's still in the works, but they were like kind of like the surviving R. Kelly thing was going to be like that.
I don't know if I'm going to follow Oprah's special until she admits that her and Gail are in a relationship.
Seriously.
I'm not going to follow Oprah until she apologizes to Monique.
Wait.
Oh, man. Did he hear about the special thing?
I don't know. A couple of days ago, Monique sent out this whole open letter about all the stuff that Oprah did and just disrespectful. And she came out with that video that went viral recently talking about that if we're in the same room with Oprah, I don't care for anything. I will not speak to her until she say, let me talk to you. I need to apologize because she know what she did.
You know what bothers me about those Monique videos?
What?
She shows up looking, I'm trying to find the word. She tries to look the most stereotypical black woman.
Yes.
And then she says, this message is for the sisters.
Yep.
And I'm talking to my sisters and my brothers. Hey, my sisters love. And my brothers. And I'm like, you didn't have to do all that.
Yeah. We still got the point.
You didn't have to show up with that gel down ponytail to tell us that you need to talk to the sisters and the brothers. And she does that. I'm like,
with that big old mole. That with the big mole.
And then she wears bare minimum of makeup.
None.
Because it's all an act.
With a lip gloss. She always got her little lashes done, though.
She's a millionaire. She sits in front of the cheapest camera to tell us this so we can know that the struggle is real. And I'm like, you better pray, sister. I don't know what she wants us to do, but I feel like that's what she's searching for.
Doesn't she want us to cancel Netflix?
Oh,
listen, and that's because that's not going to happen. Who going to cancel Netflix?
Because like they didn't want to like pay her. I forgot how much they were trying to give to her to do a special. But it wasn't a lot at the time. So she came out with a video, you know, with that same ponytail and minimal makeup. But she was like, she's like, hello, my love. And she's like, it's time for us to come together. And she was like, wait. And she's like, we must boycott Netflix. And the comments are like, I don't know about that, ma'am.
Like, she's trying.
Like, I don't know.
She doesn't have that much power.
Special with Showtime. No,
I don't think so, because she's been fighting forever. She finally got that Showtime special, though. I think it is.
Yeah, she got. I just think Showtime is paying her what she is worth. But this whole thing with Oprah is pretty. It's still going on because I think she recently put something out too that I saw on the Shade Room.
I can take her. I can't even think of the guy's name. Somebody help me. I can take her arguing with Lee Daniels. That's Lee Daniels.
Oh, what do you do? Yeah.
Lee Daniels owes everybody and they mama. But
he owes everyone money. He does. Yeah.
But arguing with Oprah? Oprah is
why Barack Obama became president.
Oprah is like, if this was Greek mythology, Oprah would be one of the people that sits next to Zeus. So she's like Athena or somebody. She's one of the queens of the United States. If we had a queen, you can't come against Oprah and you're Monique. You're just gelled down ponytail Monique.
You're just Monique.
You're Sister Soldier. You can't do this.
Hey, Professor Overby.
Oh, you precious mama. You can't get on here and argue with Oprah.
Oprah.
Oh, you can't. Oprah. Who argues with Oprah?
Who argues with Oprah?
Who argues? Oprah. Just think about that. You, Barack Obama, can't argue with Oprah. You don't hear Trump saying I can't stand
Oprah.
Yeah,
you never hear Trump arguing with Oprah.
No, Oprah is.
He has.
Oh, what?
Dude, don't put nothing past him.
Listen, yeah, Donald Trump will say. Donald Trump will say anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely said something about Oprah.
Oprah is a part of the 1%, anymore. Isn't she?
Oh, absolutely. She probably.
She's like the 0.5%.
No, right. I saw something a few years ago that said she made like $630 a minute. That's a freaking lot of money. A fucking lot of money.
I'm going to tag her in this post and beg her for some money and see what happens.
She's going to pay it.
Updated. Pay it by not paying attention.
But the crazy thing about Oprah is that she can literally post a basket of tomatoes and get 2 million likes. That is outrageous.
We have to come from her garden.
Do you think Oprah, can you imagine if you're like on Tinder or a dating app and you see Oprah?
First off, if Oprah pops up on any app that I'm on, I'm going to super like, and then I'm going to sign up for premium and nobody signs up for premium. Nobody signs up for premium. I'm going to sign up for premium to make sure that I see when she's seen it. Even if it was a catfish Oprah, I would super like it.
Me too. Just for someone to have the audacity to use Oprah as their profile.
They deserve a super like.
They deserve a super
like. You pretended to be Oprah? Like, and I'll meet you.
I would, because I would hope they would have some essence of Oprah if they were trying to catfish stuff. Like, do you have money? At least.
I've heard some weird, speaking of like dating apps and like Tinder, I've heard some weird Tinder stories. What were you going to say?
There's Bumble, there's Facebook dating.
Have you used Facebook dating?
I haven't, but I looked around on it and it was weird because your friends, so if someone say, I like you, so I can say that I like you, but you won't know. So, cause I'm on your friends list. So it'd be like, oh, like someone from your friends list likes you.
Oh, that's
and they won't
creepy.
Tell you. And it, yeah. And so like you can.
So when will you ever, so you'll never know. When will you be able to find out? Is it like a Tinder situation? So, oh, so if they match.
Mm-hmm. But like you'll get notifications like, oh, one of your friends likes you.
Oh, that's
on
so
your
scary.
Friends list.
Dating so has scary. Changed so
yeah.
much.
And then, like,
even yeah, out to Amazon.
Friends, friends can match you up too.
Amazon has a dating app now that just was recently released.
I saw
released.
That. They launched that. I wasn't sure if it was real or not. It was pretty funny because like you, like they have all these ratings and of all these people and you can choose the height and the love language. Oh. There's some of them are like 1 hour, 1 hour prime delivery. Like one guy had two
oh,
and a half
send flowers
stars.
And stuff. I wonder if you
yeah.
can send Amazon is onto something.
You can send flowers.
You can send like gifts. I wonder if it's if that what really is the
well,
the true meaning
to,
behind
my
it.
Love language is gifts off Amazon Prime. So go figure. I need to sign up for it.
Just drop your wish list link.
It's so funny how society has changed into the, you know, social dating in that sense. Like you can't, you don't really go to the club anymore or go to the bar and let me go to the bar and find somebody. You go on an app. And then I wonder with the app, because you can kind of create whoever you want to be. And it's like, are you really falling in like with me or this person that I put on side of the app? I always wonder, because it's just the craziest thing every time when you break up. Oh, I can download my apps again.
I think everybody on apps. Well, most I'm not going to say everybody, but most people bend the truth to appear more appealing online. And some people go beyond over and beyond.
Oh, and yeah, especially. With me, it's like because I'm tall, 5'11", and some of these men out here are just like height fishing with their.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And it's just like I tried. Cedric can tell you, like I tried to be open minded on two separate occasions with guys that were shorter than me, and I was like, you know what, I can't do it. It was just
so
like,
when you show up, how tall was the shortest one?
They were both 5'5".
Whoa. So would you say that, I guess, physical attraction is important for you? So like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
now,
what I knew for
is
sure.
it face or just more so height? Can you get past someone's like face or body or so, or is it?
Yeah, I can get past like face. I'm like, you can't have like a crappy personality. Cedric will tell you I am picky though.
Okay.
If you see me like on using dating apps, I'm always like, no.
We are literally the same person. I swipe no so many times.
I have to ask about how that date went. When you show up and they're that short, do you say anything like, hey, you said you were 6 feet tall?
It's like, yeah. And it's like, because it was like two guys. The first guy I went on a date with that was 5'5". Like, he didn't tell me how short he was until like he got to my place. And I was like, wow, I feel like a giant.
Do you check their social media first before you see them, or is it more so just strictly through the app and like texting?
Like we're talking through the app and we're texting and sending pictures of like
I would need that. I would need the social
like
media.
Because, oh yeah, I was definitely doing that. I work in like the internet and stuff, so I was like definitely okay. Searching, cool, like seeing like, ooh, what college should they go to?
But like, one of my biggest things is getting their height too. Because I always a little tip for the listeners: if you feel like you're going to be height fished, go to their page and find a picture of them in front of a door. Just about everyone has a picture in front of a door. Engage where the handle is to their waist. And that'll kind of give you a little tip to if they're tall or not. Because I'm 6'2".
That's a good tip,
and 6'3" on a good day. So I'm like, you're not going to be tall enough for me. So I'm just going to stop messaging you. But yeah, so just go look for it. Because everyone takes a picture by a door. And look for that handle and compare it to the waist.
Wow, how did you tell them that you weren't interested about the height? Like, how do you break that?
Well, the first guy, it wasn't at first, the height was like, yeah, it threw me off with the first guy. But how it ended was just like, I just wasn't feeling him. He was just kind of like weird to me. He chews tobacco. And tries to kiss me with tobacco. Yeah, and it's just not.
He tried to kiss you with tobacco in his mouth, or just oh my God.
Yes.
I would have threw up in his mouth. I would have literally threw up on him. That's disrespectful.
And like, he was so nice, but it was just like it seemed like he was just looking for like a girlfriend like right away. And I'm just like, I just started getting to know you. And he was texting me a lot. And even though I told him I wasn't interested, he still kept texting me like, at night, because he was trying to, you know, see what's up. And I was like, and I was like, you can chill at home, like, by yourself in your hand, like, not
no.
me.
Leave me alone, little short man.
and then the other guy, we just had dinner, and we just didn't click. But it's just like, he was in shape and everything, but yeah, he was 5'5" or 5'6", and I just felt like, maybe I'll just sleep with the other guy. That's like, no, I can't do it. I know there are girls that are just as tall as me that they don't care, and it's fine, but I'm not one of those tall girls.
Yeah.
Do you think further, like when you meet them, like, I can't be married to this short man, or do you not think that far?
I don't even think that far. I can't think that far.
Like for no one, or for in general, like, do you believe in love at first sight, or do
no? Like, I've never been in love.
Oh wow, never,
never. I've been in love for sure, but not love.
How are you able to determine the, like, so you know you just only wanted to sleep with them, or did you?
Well, the love thing, I haven't been with someone longer than 3 months. So it's I haven't had a really serious relationship where it's like, I don't know if I am in love, because when you're with someone for a short amount of time, you're like, wait, am I in love? Or it's just like, this just puppy love or whatever, is this real? And then once you kind of break up, it's just like, nah, that was just all mostly physical stuff. And you thought it was an idea of love, but it really wasn't. Because it's more than that. And I haven't found someone who is more than just the physical. Because it's just like, people are not getting to know each other anymore.
Do you feel like it could be due to how we socially communicate all the time? It's always text me or... shoot me a DM or something. You can't really.
One of my old coworkers, how she met her husband. She told him to call her, like, and that was years ago. Like, they're married now, but she told him to call her, as they just talked on the phone like every other night, and that's how they got to know each other. And they called each other and they talked. And I was like, what? And now it's just like,
I don't have time to talk.
3 hours. Exactly. Yeah. It's been 3 hours. They have not texted me back yet. Or, I texted them, but they're posting on their Instagram story or something like that. And so there's no sense of intimacy. Or if it is, it's just like misleading. Like, this current guy who I was seeing, where it's just like, he says all the right things, but his actions don't reflect what he's saying.
And guys will say whatever they can to get in your house.
Mm-hmm. They will, and bamboozle you.
And it's like, not even like, because I was like, I'm already going to sleep with you. You don't have to say all this other stuff to, I care about you. And
if you just want to fuck, just say, hey, I want to fuck.
Yeah, just say it. I was like, you don't care about me. Like, you texted me at 10:30 at night.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you, you beautiful queen. Sir, it is 11:15. I am moisturizing my face and getting in my bed, okay?
But seriously, so it's weird. And right now, I'm so off and on with the dating apps, where it's just because some things I see, for example, there's this dating app called Hinge, And what you do with it is like you answer questions and you upload pictures, of course. And the way it works, like people will like or comment on a answer to a question that you did. So if it's just, I think I had something on there, just like what I'm looking for. And I was like, someone who likes to have fun, but also likes to stay in. And someone can like that and be like, oh, me too. So it's supposed to be like a little bit better than Tinder because it's like breaking the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I like got swiped by a couple.
On Tinder?
No, on Hinge.
Oh, on Hinged. Okay.
On Hinge and Tinder, probably, because I've seen this couple before on Tinder and Hinge.
A couple?
Yes.
What did they want? I think I
told you that before. So it was like his profile. So it's just like, and first of all, whenever it's a couple, the man is always ugly as shit.
Because only an ugly man would be okay with that shit. But I mean, I guess like, in the.
They usually are. And I think you probably don't remember, Patrick. I think I did show you them one time because it was like when I was on Bumble when you were still here. And it was like this black girl with a septum ring and like her like white boyfriend with bearded facial hair. And he's a little and he's like a little chubby. And I was like, has that still not found their surrogate? It's been years.
Were they looking for somebody to be in, like, in a relationship with them? Or were they looking for like...
They said they're looking for like a unicorn.
Oh.
So just like someone who's, I believe, who's like into golf.
Are you
like both of them?
Is that not, are you, would you ever be into an open relationship? Like not open, I'm sorry, not open, but a three-way relationship.
A what relationship?
Like a three-way. Would you be open to dating?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I would get jealous.
Because there will always like, be one person who get more or feel like.
Exactly. Because I feel like I would get jealous and be like, oh, you took her to dinner and I ate a lean cuisine at the freezer. Cool.
I'm dipping Kerrygold butter and celery and she went out to eat.
She got a bigger portion than me at dinner.
No, I'm actually eating butter and she's eating Kerrygold. What?
You didn't tell her my Twitter story.
That's crazy. I didn't think that couples would, but I don't know. That's so weird.
I've seen on Tinder also here in the past that there was this couple on Tinder who wanted a third. And they actually, on one of their slides, had listed what their type of relationship meant. And I'm like, people really go far. And I don't know. They've been on there for months. It seems like I delete the app and then I bring it back. And I know I done swipe wrong, like left on them. Like, why y'all keep showing up? How does that happen? Does that mean they create new logins? Because isn't it attached to your phone number? People take it too serious. I have
another question too, Wendy.
Uh-huh.
Isn't Hinge the one they have that commercial from that comes on Hulu and it's like, this, the app is designed to be deleted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, nice.
That is Hinge. Yep.
But it seems like from what you're telling me, they're all the same. It doesn't matter.
It basically is. It's like Hinge is a different way of breaking the ice. Whereas like with Bumble, the woman has to break the ice when they match. And then Tinder is just a hot mess. Just a free-for-all, just a lot.
Seems like all of the apps, all the same guys are on all the same apps and they're all
jocks. They are. And they are. I see every the app same is to guys. Hook up.
It's like there is no app to actually date anybody. All the apps anybody.
You lie better on each one to hook up still.
Even down to Facebook and Instagram, all of them are hook
I'm so
apps.
Creeped up by the Facebook you're saying that one of your friends likes you.
You should try it.
I can only imagine somebody likes me. And it's going to be, I'm not going to say her name, but I have this old lady on my friend. So she's like 93. I can only imagine if she's the one that's interested in me. That would scare me because she's always inboxing
me. She may have left you in her will or something.
You're right. You know? Let me sign up today.
You could be getting 6 figures.
Wendy, I'm sold. And I'm going to make sure can you set it to like a certain age limit? Because I'm going to put my age limit from 75 on up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put, I'm looking to be someone's companion. The ultimate scam. I will not be eating regular butter anymore.
Kerrygold only.
Kerrygold only is in this house. Have you not tried any dating app since you've been, since you've moved?
I will text you off of the air. I will text you off the air.
That's what people like to know.
People would like to know, but I will text you off the air. I am not on anything. I can't be found on anything. I only can be found on.
You cannot find me on Jack, Tinder,
Scruff, BGC,
Christian Mingle.
You can't find me on
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle works. Like,
oh
yes. So I have
really.
Yes, it really does. So my brother, right? He started messaging this young lady in July on Christian Mingle, and they talked for a little bit. They end up going on their first date in July. In September, they got engaged. Guess what? My brother's getting married a year on the same day that they met after, and they met on Christian Mingle. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Christian Mingle actually works.
They're
going
to make it to commercial.
How religious do you need to be?
No, that's the craziest thing. Because when I first met his fiance, I asked her, I was like, so, hey, how did you guys meet? You know, me and my mom was in there. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, is y'all for real? Or y'all just saying this because my mama? Because anybody who know my mama know that my mama really be like, dapping Jesus himself, like she know God personally. So, but she was like, the girl, she was like, yeah, we started meeting on, we started messaging on this Christian app. And then I would ask my brother privately, I was like, what Christian app was it? He said, Christian Mingle, brother. And that's exactly how you sound. When I was like, are you serious? I was like, I see commercials about it. I didn't know that it was real.
You know what's so weird? And this is so random and off topic, but when you just said your mom's dapping with Jesus, I know your mom personally, and your mom would be, and I'm going to probably show my age here, but have both of you ever seen Touched by an Angel?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know they play the music when the person comes up? Your mom would be one of the people that shows up.
I appreciate it. He just called my mom an angel, y'all.
And the music would play. And she really acts like that. So I can only imagine she was, does she know they met off an app?
She's so happy. But no, she do. But oh, Christian Mingle is the app. So, you know, she's so happy. She is. When I tell you, my mom is so excited about this marriage. Like nobody, my mama. So, you know, your brother picked his tuxedo out for his wedding. I was like, mom, yeah, you sent me the picture.
It's a Christian tuxedo.
It is a very Christian tuxedo.
Dude, I wonder, they have specific dating apps too. Like when you look in the store, like it'll be like atheist.com for atheist daters.
Polar opposites. Like
farmersonly.com.
Yeah.
I think there's one for tall people. That might get weird. We might just be a bunch of short guys looking for giants.
So is there an app for tall for tall?
Yeah, I've Googled random name sites, and it's not an app, it's a website. It's like for tall people. And I was just like, but anyone can be on it. And I was like, what's your definition of tall? If you're over here saying you're 5'9", that's not tall.
Right, that's
and a man,
especially
five,
compared
nine,
to
yeah,
who you are. I guess relatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it would just be like, a bunch of like, I feel like maybe the shorter guys with like a tall woman fetish, and be like, step on me. And
question on that note. Ooh. So do you get hit on like with those shorter guys? Do they eventually say, hey, I have a fetish for like taller women?
No.
Okay.
But I did go on a date with a guy who told me he had a fetish for black women.
What?
So that means he was a white man.
Yes.
Whoa.
What did you say?
I told Cedric about, I actually called Cedric after the date because I was just like, what just happened?
That is, and it's like, you want to call it racist, but can you call it racist? You can't.
I don't know because he was very nice. He was very nice.
He was the guy with the orange beard, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because fetish is sexual, though. That means his dick was getting hard. Just
he didn't say it like probably. That, though. It's how he worded it to her.
It's how he worded it. And, like, before we met, like, I felt kind of uneasy because he was every morning he was like, good morning, beautiful. How are you doing, beautiful? I hope you're having a great day, beautiful. And he was just like coming on super strong. And I'm like, I haven't met this guy yet. And I just felt like very,
he was
I just
super felt like obsessed, something, like, you don't
yeah,
know
like
me.
Something was going on. Like he's like it all before our meeting him. And, right up until like the date, like I wanted to cancel so bad because I just felt so off about it. Like I even the day before I even like slept with someone else.
I am not pressed about this man.
Was he nice on the date?
He was so nice. Like I met him there and then we hugged.
But what type of nice though? Was it like you know how someone handles a precious jewel, which every woman should be treated like. But, you know, when you think about it, like, was it like he handled you like, oh, this fetish of mine, I'm going to caress her black he hair.
Just seemed, I guess he was just like, you know, excited to see me when I got in the car. And it's just like, hi, I can't even remember his name. But he was just like, let's just call him. I don't even know what to call him. Let's just call him John.
Okay. Hey, John. Hey, John.
And he's like, hi, I'm John. Like, I went and we hugged, whatever. And we went inside to the sushi restaurant. And then he told me how pretty I was. And we kept talking back and forth. And then he told me that he was engaged 3 months prior
to another black woman.
Yes, we're getting there. And I was like, and he's like telling me he's engaged 3 months prior. And he was just like, yeah, I ruined the relationship. It was all my fault. And I was just like, oh,
and
okay.
He said that on the first date?
Yes.
Oh, that's
he
not...
told me that he was like previously engaged 3 months prior before it, like,
that makes
he's
me
supposed
think
to be married.
His intention
he's supposed
was
to be married
sex.
By then.
Why did he, what did he do to ruin it? I would have asked.
I wanted to, but I was just like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, he probably cheated. Like, I don't know. But I was like, oh, no. I was like, this man is supposed to be married by this time. And I don't know how this came up, but he just talking, he was just like, oh, I thought you should know. Like, I really only like date black women. And I was like, what? It just caught me. It did catch me off guard because I've never really heard anyone like openly say that.
Yeah.
How and do you feel about that though? Do you, are you, how do you feel it, just, that someone has that mindset to only date black women or only date black men? Do you,
I don't know. I was just like, that's your, I guess it's a preference, but it just felt like the way he was, it just went into the characteristics of it all because he was just like, yeah, black women are so much more beautiful, like white women are so bland. That's what he told me.
wait. No.
That is what that man told me.
Wow.
I am not lying. I wish I was making this up. And he
I would have been so uncomfortable. Yes,
I was instantly uncomfortable. I just awkwardly laughed because I wasn't sure what to say. And
yeah, I don't know how to respond to that.
And he was like, yeah, like most of my girlfriends are black because I did date a Colombian girl once. But yeah, like most of my girlfriends, like all of my girlfriends have been black. He's like, I haven't dated any white women.
I would have had to go to the restroom and
say, I did go to the restroom. I was texting.
And like, never, ever come back out from that restroom.
I did. Oh my gosh. It was weird because I was like, oh, what do I say? We just kept talking because he told me, can I go, oh, was the girl you were engaged to, was she black? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, was she going to slash your tires or something? I don't know. But I was like, whatever you did. And they weren't together for a long time before they were engaged.
So he's like, probably like together. A black woman collector.
Sounds like a comic book villain. But it was just odd. And then like towards the end of the date, he was just like, because he mentioned he worked at a museum and he was like, yeah, it's a nonprofit. We don't really like, you don't really make a lot of money with nonprofit. And like, I'm like, I know that. I used to intern at a nonprofit. Like, I know that. But and in my head, I'm like, is he trying to say like he can? I can pay for myself. Is that what he's saying? Like, I was like, I got paid today.
Oh my God. So myself. He was basically like, saying that, hey, I don't.
I'm like, what are you trying to say? And then
you pay for your own food?
No, he ended up paying at the end of the night. But I was just like, why did you even mention that? And then he tried to, he's like, what are you doing after this? And like in my head, I was like already over it.
Oh yeah, and he just wanted to have sex.
I just wanted to go home. I just wanted to enjoy my free sushi meal. And he was like, what are you doing after this? And I was like, oh, I'm really tired. I'm just going to go lay down, super tired. And he was just like, oh, okay. Because he was like, kind of like, idling around my car as if I was going to be like, oh, come to my apartment. It's down the street.
I want to say something, and I don't want to say it because it's so, I don't want people to think I have like some type of nasty mind, because I don't. But I'm really just making this comment to just see where both of you stand on this. But you know how when you really like something, like let's say you really like cereal, you're like, I eat that cereal the best way I can. He probably was like, I'll say this because I don't want to directly say what I'm trying to say.
Oh, wait.
He would probably worship you.
I thought this was not safe for work.
I did leave out one very important. I just remembered his parents are racist.
Oh, he has problems. He has.
His
parents are racist.
I'm like, I don't. Yeah.
He has personal issues.
I think I remember
told you
that.
He did. He told you that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then for him to tell you that. He probably went home and jacked off to that whole evening just thinking about it.
Oh, my parents hate this.
Like, he is, I bet.
He was probably going to lick your feet.
Yeah.
Like, he would probably lay on the floor, and you could probably take the heel of your foot and sit it in his mouth and say, John, you're trash. Your parents hate you. and you know what? You work at nonprofit and you only can afford regular butter. That's probably what I think. He probably wanted that. John, move, you trash bag.
He wanted you to kick him.
I took all of your money. You're still poor and you eat regular butter. I'm going to put my heel back in your mouth, you garbage bag. I bet that's what he wanted. He would probably like.
He probably he works at nonprofit. Never.
I'll use the word explode. He would explode if you did that. Oh, I'm sure he would. You know, because people with fetishes, when they get that stuff,
they get too overwhelmed.
They will.
I saw this man who had a foot fetish at the nail salon a few weeks ago. And if you could just see how he was just like salivating over this lady's feet next to him, it creeped me out. Like,
what?
Just inside of the nail salon, I'm like, sir, do you know this lady?
I know this man. And she might hear this. And this is like one of those little family secrets. But my aunt told me a story one time. She was dating this guy and he had a foot fetish. And he would buy her heels and just give her money. And they never did anything. But he brought her one pair of heels in particular. And she put them on. And he was like, do you like them? He came in his clothes from her putting on. He didn't touch himself or anything. She just put on the heels, whatever heels she wanted. And he came on himself. And I'm like, okay.
The mind is crazy.
Okay. Okay.
The mind is crazy.
You never know. You never know what people like.
Yeah.
We probably hang around a lot of foot people that are racist likers. I don't know.
People behind closed door. I remember I used to be friends with the maintenance man at my condo, and he would come in and he just used to chat or whatever. And then he told us, he's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, when you go inside of these people places, they be having like harnesses and ropes hanging from the ceiling. Like literally next door, it might literally be a dungeon. And that's
butter. Did he tell you that?
We have Kerrygold butter.
Wendy, you should tell everybody where they can find you. You should tell them about follow your page because you're a food influencer now, and also about you being a skincare guru. And you send out Wendy sends out discounts, guys. So I advise you to follow her and watch her story. But your turn, Wendy.
You can follow me on my Instagram. Wendy Anya is hangry, A-N-N-I-A. And my Twitter is Wendy Anya. I'm a food influencer, according to Patrick. But I just post on my Instagram restaurants I go to and things that I cook from time to time. I just selfie every so often. And as for the skincare, I follow some estheticians on Twitter that are really awesome. One of them is called The Skin Bitch. The other one is LA Beautyologist. And they're really good estheticians. They give out really good tips on Twitter. And and I use some good skincare products that I send tips out on sometimes. And
I will also be putting her handles inside of the show notes. So if anybody listens, you can look in the show notes because I know that I can't spell Wendy on you, so I know you can't. Dorian, you can tell me we can find you too.
Hey, so again, I'm so grateful being on the second episode. But you can find me at Dorian Noel, DorianNowell. And then from that page you can find my personal my brand, Yes I Am Ken, which is more so like a lifestyle brand, but check it out. Got some new things coming, some new content.
And last but not least, make sure if you want to see like the Tyler Perry scene we were referring to, I'm going to put that on my page. I'll also tag Wendy in that too, so you can find her page. I'm pretty sure it's easy to find Dorian because everybody can spell Dorian.
Everyone want to put the A in there.
That's Dorian.
That's what I tell him. I was like, do I look like a Dorian to you? It's Dorian.
But always, Dorian. Thank you for listening. Dorian. Everybody rate and subscribe and give us likes and stuff.
And comment.
Thank you for listening to Awkward. Please remember to subscribe for future episodes and follow us on Instagram at Awkward Tea Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered on a future episode or want to potentially be a future guest, shoot us a DM. And until our next awkward encounter.